Let's listen to some potentially bad takes.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. Looks like we've got bad takes again.
Well, boys, we referenced it with Jonathan Jones, but Dak Prescott on the final play, he had a questionable excuse as to why the play, went awry.
Okay.
Made the call knowing that we've got it. We're going to get some yards and then get down and we've got to clock it. Knowing that situation, something we've practiced over and over again. Ran, went, got some yards, went down. As I was getting behind Tyler, saw 4 seconds left. Thought it was time, obviously, to make sure everybody was set. And then honestly just got hit from behind. And then still there. When I gathered myself, saw 2 seconds and thought I could get the snap and get it down before time expired. And unsure exactly what happened other than that.
Wasn't his fault.
Yes, it was. I think that's just a bad take overall. If that's something they theoretically practiced, and all indications are that that's what they do, and that they have a time threshold in which they won't call that, they won't do the QB draw. If that's something they practice, then Dak Prescott has to have the situational awareness for two things, Julia. The first one is, what more are you really gaining by trying to get another 5 yards, right? If the whole point was to get you in better field position to throw it into the end zone for a chance to win, you probably could have done that twice from the 41-yard line. But all right, you want to set up the next play. Get down sooner. You only have 14 seconds. That's going to go by really, really fast. And then obviously what we've all been focused on, and that is when the ball is actually clocked and when you can actually take it and spike it. All that stuff was a complete disaster for the Cowboys, who should have known better.
Yeah, it just wasn't a good idea.
Next up.
Next up in bad takes. Just plain and simple. I was almost
Hello,
like a...
darkness, my old friend.
It's a Jerry... Or no, that's a Bill Belichick answer.
Looks
there.
Like we've got
next up, we're going
to... Julio's on to Cincinnati.
Apparently. Yeah, he is. We're going to keep it with the Cowboys. Actually, we're going to have a theme here. It might be all Cowboys. Mike McCarthy, potentially soon to be free agent head coach. He had his own take, and he could tell, guys. He could tell what the reporters wanted. They wanted a good quote, and he was a little bit hot about it.
We call thresholds and, the field position, what yard line you're at and what you're trying to get to, too, based on, defense that they were trying to, the defense that they were playing. They were in a sideline defense, so they were protecting the sidelines. And so that was the best option to, to be able to get the ball. I mean, it's like anything else. Do you want to be running a Hail Mary play from the 50-yard line, or you want to be running 5 verticals from the 25-yard line? So that's the decision. It's the right decision. It's just like anything. The execution between us and the officiators putting the ball obviously wasn't in tune, we shouldn't have had any problem getting the ball spotted there. Is that the quote you're looking for?
The quote you're looking for?
Yeah, but that wasn't the option. Not with 14 seconds, not with no timeouts. Your option was to throw the ball into the end zone or throw the ball to the sideline. Your option wasn't to run and then have everyone speed up and think you're going to, get this magic bullet. That's I'm sorry, Joe. That's on the coach. And it's on all of them to think that they could pull that off. I don't care if you practice it. You don't practice it in those circumstances. It's that simple. I mean, well, and by the way, if you're practicing that, you're dumb. You're dumb. That's it. That's all there is. You lost the game because you're dumb. You're out of the playoffs because you're dumb. What other way do you want me to put this for you? You're stupid. You're dumb. There's a reason you don't win. Because you're dumb.
Next up.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Lastly, this actually happened. So
looks like we've got
the 1 o'clock game yesterday was Tampa and Philadelphia. Not a great game, obviously. But you'd like to think that your commentators,
give you the hard sell.
At least yeah. make it like they're happy to be there. It was Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, and Troy Aikman wanted to be somewhere else.
The Dallas Cowboys hosting the San Francisco 49ers. We saw San Francisco with that overtime win in L.A. last weekend. That's going to be a good game.
It's going to be a great game. A really good game. I think there's a lot of people that would like to be calling that game. But should be a lot of fun.
now.
Yeah, I guess with the I don't pretend to know all the inner workings of how these playoff games get doled out. You know, San Francisco, Dallas, NFC game. Fox has the NFC during the regular season, but that's not necessarily how it works out once they get to the postseason. So that's how you ended up with Jim Nance and Tony Romo on that call. Just like you got a playoff game tonight that will feature a Manning cast. Russell Wilson's going to be on the Manning cast tonight, Julia.
Again?
Yeah. The Rock is going to be on the Manning cast again.
Ooh. Now I'm here for that.
So be curious to see
maybe
what he
they
has
get
to
John
say.
Cena too.
Yeah, I think it's Larry Fitzgerald, Dwayne Johnson, and Russell Wilson. As our friend Brett Thompson points out, that's two ACC legends and a Big Ten legend all in one night.
Wait for it. I had to think about it.
Uh-huh.
I had to think about it. Did you guys watch the Nickelodeon broadcast at all at the 4:30 game?
No.
That was the one game I had on my card, and I knew the second that the 49ers scored their first touchdown that the game was over. So, no, I didn't watch any part of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't watch any of the Nickelodeon broadcast because any of the best parts of that broadcast will show up on my timeline.
You're not wrong.
So, like, when the slime guy came out, like the slime football player monster came out, saw that plenty on my timeline.
Yep.
It was good. I saw what they were doing with the, sliming coaches and all that stuff because, again, it showed up on my timeline. So I was good. Now, that's not to say it's not a good broadcast because I remember watching it last year just to see what it was about. And they put – it's an entertaining way to watch a football game if you have no investment in the game.
There you go.
Or if you're younger and you're just looking – if you want to watch the game and get your kids involved. I mean, it's a very brilliant move. I think that the Nickelodeon broadcast probably does more – to develop some fans, some new fans, than the Manning cast does, which is more of like inside baseball.
Which time was that game? What time did that game start?
It was like at, what was that, 4:30?
Huh. That's weird.
Oh, stop it. You're still wrong about that, but stay being wrong. It's cool. That's cool.
Die on that hill,
Julia. You act like I didn't do radio for 20 years with a guy who was also very comfortable being wrong on certain takes. Like, I'm good. Don't worry about it. It's the OG alongside Joe Giglio. I'm Joe Ovias.
It's just Jonathan weird Rez. That they didn't do the Steelers-Chiefs game. I mean, it's weird.
I mean, you want the real answer?
Yes.
Or you just want to be a jackass?
No, give me the real answer.
The real answer is that's how it gets doled out for the NFL and afternoon windows. Simple as that.
Mm.
Simple as that.
Mm.